Yes, hello. Greetings in Jesus' name. This is Daniel King again with a daily inspiration for this week. I would like to continue with the same theme that we were talking about yesterday. And that is about our walk with the Lord, our walk of sanctification with the Lord, and what he, how he wants to lead us as a shepherd leads his sheep. And he has places that he wants us to visit. He has places that he wants us to go. He has experiences that he wants to lead us through. And my text here is in Hebrews 10. Maybe we'll cut in at verse 19. It says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching. And then again, cutting in at verse 32, but call to remembrance the former days in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. And I have to think of the word illuminated there. After ye were illuminated, and then again backing up to verse 19, it talks about entering into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way. And then again, verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. And also having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. And so those verses there kind of highlight a picture there of a few things that go hand in hand. One is drawing close to Jesus. Another one is fellowshipping with other believers in a close way. Another one is illuminated. Being illuminated would be made, shined upon perhaps, or illuminated would of course mean enlightened. But if you think about the meaning of that word, it means uncovered or discovered, maybe. And so where I'd like to go with this, and the reason I'm bringing off of yesterday a bit, is yesterday I had talked about the need for transparency, the need for us to uncover our hearts and allow Jesus Christ and our fellow men to see what lies within. And I've noticed already that when someone makes an honest confession of where they are, and you can tell, and you can just kind of sense it when someone is making an honest confession of where they are and what's going on in their heart, all of a sudden we feel close to a person like that, and we feel like we know that person, and there's something drawing about it. It's almost like we want to get close to that brother. Or the other thing that happens is it makes it easier for us to do the same to him. If a brother is honest and confesses where he is, all of a sudden it makes it easier, or maybe another word would be safe to then confess our problems or challenges with him. And that's why I think it was 2 days ago where it talked about if we're a high priest, as Jesus Christ was, we can be instrumental in being a priest to other people. And a priest was never considered a priest unless he experienced what the common person experienced. So the door to perfect peace within our hearts is through being perfectly honest. The challenge is with that is that there's often a great fight of affliction that takes place when we do that. And I believe this is an ongoing thing in our Christian walk. I think it has to happen for us to enter into the kingdom, but I also believe it's an ongoing process that God wants us to continue to walk in as we travel this narrow road that leads to life. And there's something painful we talked about yesterday about it's humiliating to be honest with those around us, but it's also painful because what happens is some of the things that God wants us to uncover and disclose and bring to the light, wanting to set us free from them, he wants us to voluntarily uncover them, confess them, and that is often a very painful process, especially if it leads back to a memory in our past, perhaps, that is a very unpleasant memory, and oftentimes it's connected to a series of memories of experiences that we had in the past that were very unpleasant, and perhaps a series of them, and it has become a very painful topic and subject for us. And oftentimes leads us to not want to let anyone close to that area of our life. So we tend to bury it and tuck it deep within our hearts and make the best of life, not meaning to be necessarily selfish or not meaning to be not transparent, but just because we feel like it's personal, no one needs to get involved with that, and so we tend to just kind of keep it hidden. But what happens is those things tucked away in there will slowly put a callus or a shell around our hearts and make us less approachable, make us less compassionate, and less transparent. We'll put a little bit of a cloud over our light, a little bit of an unclearness there, and not much, but a little bit, and then years go by, and soon it's more, and soon it's more, and soon we find out that that the heaven above us is not as clear as it once was. And that's usually the process of many Christians. They experience great revival at one point in their life, but then slowly the fire starts to grow dim, and their lives start to become more mundane, and their love, their first love for Jesus, starts to grow dim and cold. And oftentimes it's because we are not continuing in that walk of sanctification. We're not continuing to allow Jesus to put his finger on areas of our hearts. And I think if we recognize what's happening, the safe way is to come before the Lord in honesty and with a broken heart, and just ask God, Lord, what is causing this? What is this issue that is between you and I? And then God is faithful, and He will tell us. The thing I'd like to encourage us with is that it's oftentimes something that we're not, that's not easy to bring to the light. It's oftentimes something that, like I said earlier, that is very painful. And so, but my encouragement is to keep right on going, because we will be richly blessed when, as this scripture says here, that, you know, it is but a small thing. Those things are small in comparison to the infinite things of eternity. And the other thing that we can comfort ourselves with is that there's nothing that is possibly in our hearts that Jesus is not very familiar with. And even though it's oftentimes painful, Jesus is very familiar with it. He has promised to give us the grace. Not only does He give us the grace to walk with Him, but He also, with His request, when He puts that His finger gently on that area of our hearts, He will part the waters when we step out in faith. In other words, He will give grace. He will bring the courage and the power to endure whatever experience that we go through. It says that we will endure a great fight of afflictions, and then what that means is that means much suffering, a struggle with suffering. And sometimes the pressure can get so great. I just know by experience that sometimes the pressure is so great that it just almost overwhelms us with some of the things that God wants us to walk through and bring to the light. But I have found that no matter what it is, Jesus is faithful. And a sweet rest and peace that follows is always so rewarding. Not to even speak about the great rewards that are awaiting us in heaven. So may God bless you and give you courage as you walk by the side of our Master Jesus Christ.